I'm sure many of you will have heard of Helen Keller, a most remarkable lady who was born deaf and blind, unable to speak, and she was born in the 19th century. And despite all the odds, became a writer and lecturer and brought about wonderful change in the education system for other blind and disabled people. The inspiration behind all she did was her companion and teacher, Anne Sullivan. We don't hear much about her. Her family was very poor, and when they died, she was brought up in what we might know as the workhouse. Her situation was dire. She couldn't read or write, and on top of this, she had an eye condition which meant that she was virtually blind. But somehow, through sheer determination, she managed to get herself into the Perkins School for the Blind, probably one of the most notable and forward-looking institutions for people in America. And under their care, she had some eye operations, and this restored a lot of her sight, though she was still partially sighted. And there she learnt to read and write, and she began to blossom. At the age of 20, she went to live with the Keller family and became Helen's teacher and companion. With great patience, she taught Helen language and became Helen's eyes as she brought the world alive for her with amazing descriptions of everything they saw around them. But imagine the patience. All this was spelt out on Helen's hand using what's known as the manual alphabet. Her patience and tireless efforts brought Helen out of her isolated prison, enabling her to rise to new heights of joy and freedom. What a gift to Helen. What a wonderful Heavenly Father, too, to put them both together. Thank God for your special friends today. But even more amazing is the fact that Anne didn't allow her own life circumstances to define her. She rose above them, and so did Helen. And Anne gave all she could to Helen and the family in devoted service. Her efforts were rewarded far more than she could have ever imagined. Anne did not bury her talents, did she? Don't bury yours either. I'm sure the boy with the loaves and the fishes had no idea what Jesus could do with his meagre lunch. But he gave what he had, and what happened was out of all proportion to what he gave. God can multiply what you give too. Let's realise today that no matter how little we think we have, we can make a difference to those around us. A kind word or act, a smile, a listening ear. Believe that Jesus can use you to be a true channel of love. He's able to do far more than we could ever ask or even dream of, according to his power that is at work within us. Hallelujah.